Reliable numbers on immigrants working in the dairy industry are hard to come by, but farmers and workers say there is a simple truth. Without the work of Latinos, the signature industry in America's dairyland would collapse. We're going to talk with Tina Coleman, the Fond du Lac County Dairy and Livestock Extension Agent, on the final segment of the show. A new report says it would cost more than $1 million to clean up the former Quick Freeze property along the east branch of the Fond du Lac River, a more than $2 million remediation project from more than a decade ago, was unsuccessful. Well, we're going to talk with Fond du Lac Public Works Director Jordan Skiff shortly after the bottom of the hour. The holiday season is nearing, Thanksgiving, about a week away. And joining us on this segment of the show to talk about holiday fire safety tips, the Division Chief of Fire Prevention, Troy Hazy. Good morning, Troy.
Morning. How are we doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure having you on the program. Well, we got an early start, I think, to the fall and winter fire season and heating season, fireplaces, wood-burning stoves, that kind of thing, with the unusually cold, record-breaking cold temperatures in late October and to start this month, didn't we?
Yeah, they got to jump on us a little bit. We usually are talking about space heaters and, you know, making sure your furnaces are taken care of and cleaned and tested and checked by somebody that's, you know, able to do it. But this year they got us a little early, you know, cold. It's a little warmer today, though, but, you know, them are some of the things that we should be talking about, people should be looking to, even though we're a little bit behind here. They should be looking at their furnaces and making sure they're working properly, because, of course, if they don't work properly, you have CO in your home, and, you know, that gets us into making sure you have CO detectors in, you know, all levels of your home, and smoke detectors as well.
Right. I guess if you are someone who didn't replace the batteries in your smoke alarms and CO detectors during the time change, or replace them altogether if they're of a certain age, now is the time to do that. But how would you know if your furnace is working properly without getting a professional to come in and look at it?
Typically, I would never know. I mean, I wouldn't know. I mean, it would, you know, you may see some efficiency issues, but typically I don't think most people would know. I mean, because, it, you know, unless it's just something very obvious, I would think that you need somebody to come in that knows what they're looking at. I mean, you can change the filter and, you know, those types of things, but to find out if it's, you know, working properly and efficient, that's not putting any, you know, anything back into the house that should be in the house, is definitely a left up to the professional.
Right. And for people like myself who have working wood-burning fireplaces, I had a chimney sweep a couple of years come in to check it out and to clean it, and I think I'm good to go.
Yeah, any of those places, you know, like you said, you know, every couple of years you can do it. It all depends on how much you use it. People that are using it for their heat in their home, they probably have to do it once a year, you know, and because it builds up in there, and you never want to have a chimney fire. It's one of those things that it's a difficult fire to put out in a lot of cases, especially if it gets into the walls. It's hard too, because that usually, you know, is going up through your entire home. So it's one of those things that can cause quite a few problems if it's not checked properly.
What is your biggest pet peeve when it comes to holidays and fire risk?
My big thing right now is coming up next week is the number one day for cooking fires in the country. So we have a lot of cooking fires. We've talked about it a lot of times. Mostly it's unattended, but when we start to, we're really going to kick up the cooking this next week here. And then, you know, the thing you want to, you know, be aware of is that in a lot of cases you have other family in your home and this and that, so it gets more busy in the kitchen. So I would tell people that, you know, in order to solve some of those issues is make sure that the kids are staying out of the kitchen, you know, keep the people, the adults that are working in there. You always have that buffer zone for kids away from there. And then, you know, keep an eye on the cooking. If you put something in the oven, of course, it's on a timer and usually it's not an issue. We do have oven fires, but you do have to check on it. But if you're doing stovetop stuff, it's important, very, very important that you're staying near the stovetop and watching what's happening. You know, I think that we talk about common sense, and this, you know, item is not always common sense. You know, the whole turkey fryer thing, A lot of people, you know, deep fry turkeys and they don't get them thawed out enough and don't get the water out of them. And they place them in the turkey fryer and they cause all kinds of havoc. So I don't know how many people do that, but I know it's, I see video on Facebook and stuff of other fire departments that are burning down garages and things like that and starting fires on decks on fire because they haven't properly prepared the bird before they deep fry.
Yeah, the big thing there to remember, if you're going to deep fry anything, is make sure that whatever you're frying is dry. That doesn't have any water and oil don't mix. And that's where the problem, that therein lies the problem.
Right. Yep. It's, you know, it's people that forget to get the turkey out too soon, or, you know, soon enough. And then, you know, it starts to get a little frozen inside, which, you know, always that water frozen up inside the turkey. So, you know, if you're planning on doing that, make sure you get it out plenty early. Let it sit in the refrigerator. Let it get thawed out before you start deep frying.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And then
we'll be putting the wreath up, you know, of course we put that up from, Thanksgiving to Christmas and New Year's, make sure that we get through that without any fires related to, the holiday season. And that includes, you know, the use of candles, very, very careful with candles and locations of those, as well as, you know, we don't need any, Griswolds in the city of Fond du Lac where there's, 8,000 lights plugged together in one spot. So if you're gonna do the whole Griswold thing, make sure you have the proper equipment, the proper outlets to plug into, and you don't, you know, put too many things together.
Exactly. All right. Are you gonna come over and help me put those up on my roof?
Yeah, I suppose I could bring the truck over, huh?
Yeah. All right.
That'll go over well.
Division Chief of Fire Prevention with Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue, Troy Hazy. Troy, great to have you on the show.
Thank you.